Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Abundant Thinking. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to be talking about asymmetry, something that I could have used in the past, and I know so many people that also could have used it. Whether it was in the past or right now, I hope you guys find something useful in this information that I'm going to give you, and maybe even something that'll help change your life. I'm having an absolutely fantastic day today, guys. I hope you are as well. Ready to knock out this episode and hopefully teach you guys something new. So hope you guys enjoy this episode, and I will talk to you guys very soon. Enjoy. Thank you so much for joining me. Today we are talking about asymmetry. We're going to hop right into it. A life where you have symmetry is where the things that you do are in direct relation with the things that you get. Similarly, asymmetry is not being able to line up your life, not being able to do the things and get the results that you want. A very simple example of asymmetry is don't hang around people that you don't want to be like. So if your goal is you want to have a lot of money, but you're hanging around people that make really bad decisions and are poor, you can't expect to achieve your result because the people around you are going to drag you down, right? So in that example, the asymmetry is the fact that you want this thing, but you can't get it because your life is not, you didn't design your life in the way that you're going to get it. You need to be able to take a step back and understand what you want in your life and how you're going to achieve it. Okay, one thing you can say to yourself is, I want to surround myself with better people. I want to make more money, for example. But if you're not able to align yourself and do the things that will act in direct proportion to how you're going to achieve your goal, it's not going to happen. Asymmetry is a really big cause to a lot of people's problems. Being in college, there's a lot of different people that I'm around. And some of those people are super smart individuals, super talented, very athletic, right? They have a lot of really good traits, but they're not able to put this on display because there's factors that are in their control that are stopping them. You guys can only control the things that are the controllables, right? So if something is impossible to change, like quite literally impossible, then it's not going to change. So you have to be able to take the things that you have in your life that you're able to swap out with things that might be better and actually, you know, try to swap them out, change them for the good. And going back to the earlier example, if you need to change your friends, that's something that you can change. I know this is something very hard, and honestly, a whole nother topic of discussion as far as changing friends, because some people are friends with, you know, individuals that they've known their whole life or people that they've been around and surrounded by their whole entire life. So it's not as easy as for me to say, okay, just change your circle. But there comes a point in time where you start taking the things that you want so seriously to the point that you are going to do whatever you have to get that thing. And that's where this comes into play. If you're just starting out, you're trying to understand how to live a purposeful life, you know, you just started listening to this podcast, you might not be at that step, and that's totally okay. However, I want to say that it's an inevitable part of the process. And I'm not saying inevitable as changing your friends, but definitely looking out like for who you hang out with more. An example that I use in one of my social media posts, my apologies, is how do you expect to be successful? How do you expect to save more money? How do you expect to be the most self-actualized version of yourself when everybody you're surrounded by smokes weed and drinks, right? A lot of people overestimate how much of a factor your environment plays. People will think, okay, well, I'm surrounded by these people, but I'm not as easily influenced as people might think I am, but that's not true. You're just not as easily influenced as you think. Another example of asymmetry is wanting the thing, but not striving to get it. So not necessarily you're in a bad spot. So we're going to use a new example. If you want to buy a new car and you need to save more money, I'm not saying like you need to change your, you know, job or change this. It's not about changing the situation, but you don't do anything to, you know, save the money. So I guess in a sense you can say you're changing your money habits because you want to save more for a car, but it's not like you're switching out everything in your life. You know, like I'm talking about earlier with hanging around different people. It's not like you're changing your friend group necessarily, but you're changing the way that you look at things. That's the most important part of asymmetry, is if you want to, you know, reach the point to where you have symmetry. I don't want to say symmetrical. It doesn't really make sense, but you want to have symmetry in your life. You want to, you know, if you picture two lines next to each other, they're symmetrical, right? And, or I guess a better example, like if you have like half a tree on one side, then the other half on the other side, that's like perfectly, obviously, like, you know, symmetrical. You want your life to be like that. If on the left side of this, we're going to call symmetrical shape, right? So pretend you have a circle. Just picture a circle. Now cut the circle in half. On the left side, you have the half circle, right? Because we cut it in half. So you have the half circle. And that's your goal. Like in your life, you want to be this half circle. And, you know, that might mean different things for you. In your life, you want to establish better relationships. You want to be surrounded by better people. You might want this new MacBook, right? It could be materialistic, or it could be more, you know, life impacting, spiritual, if you will. But on this left side is your ideal version. You have the half circle. You want to make more friends. That's going to be the example. So on the left side of this half circle, you want to make more friends. That's your ideal self. But on this right side, you're a square, right? On the right side, you're half a square. So you're not symmetrical. On the left side, you have a circle. On the right side, you have half a square. And we're going to say in your life, you want the ideal, the circle is you want to make more friends. But then on the right side, this half square, you don't go out. You sit in your room all day. How do you possibly make friends by, you know, sitting in your room all day and just twiddling your thumbs, right? So in order to be symmetrical, or before we even get that far, you're asymmetrical. You have asymmetry because you want to be the circle, but you're a square. Compared to if you strived and did the things that you wanted to in order to get to what you wanted, you would be symmetrical. And it's not even about achieving this goal. It's not about you want to get friends and you get friends. But once you start working towards something, it starts to make more sense in your mind. This is the law of attraction. I'm actually going to make an episode on this pretty soon because I think it's absolutely fascinating. And the law of attraction, a quick overview, is your thoughts become emotions, your emotions become actions, your actions become results. Similarly, if you have a goal and you're able to visualize and understand this goal very in depth, again, I'm going to make an episode so it makes more sense for you guys in the future, you're going to be able to get that goal because you're going to work towards it and you're going to try your best to get to this goal, right? Once you start emotionally getting attached to something, we'll use a good example I heard, a pizza, right? You think to yourself, okay, I want a pizza. And then you think about it a little bit more, and throughout the day, that's all you think about. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to order a pizza, right? This thought turned into your emotion. This emotion turned into action, you opening up the Domino's app, and this action turned into results, the delivery driver delivering it to you. So not to shift gears too much, but similarly with symmetry and asymmetry, if you want a goal, you need to act in accordance to the person that you're going to have to be in order to get that goal. You have to act successful for far longer than when you actually become successful, right? You're not going to become successful one day randomly and then have to start acting successful. It's the other way around. You need to act. You have to embody the identity that you want to become. I think that's a good way of putting it. I'm going to say it again. You want to embody the identity of who you want to become. If I say that I want to grow this podcast, but every single day I wake up at 10 a.m. and just sit and scroll on TikTok all day, it's asymmetrical. I'm not becoming the person that I want to be. I'm not even trying to achieve the goal that I want to. I'm not being the person I want to be. And that directly correlates with the fact that, you know, I'm not working for it. I'm not doing anything to get it in the first place. In contrast, if I was even working towards it, okay, instead of waking up at 10 a.m., I wake up at 8 a.m., edit some YouTube videos, think of podcast ideas. I might not be a successful podcaster at that time, but if you are embodying the role and actually striving to make a change, then you're going to feel so much better about yourself and you're going to it's going to be a self prophecy in a way, because you're going to be able to have it happen to you over time. So kind of shifting gears a little bit, I went on a little tangent, my apologies, but if you want results, you need to act it. You need to act the part. If you want to have a better circle, that might mean that you need to take away people from your current circle or even leave your circle right now. It's not going to be easy. And I will say that in my life, there have been times where I've had to do this, but more importantly, in the future, after you make this change, you're going to understand yourself so much more. And you're going to know that, okay, now that I have a couple better people in my circle, I need to be more choosy about who I spend time with. This episode is sponsored by TNT Evolution. Capture your untapped potential by taking their high-quality supplements to take your physical well-being to the next level. For those of you taking multiple scoops of creatine every day, look no further. TNT's creatine monohydrate has amazing reviews, and it's all in the form of a capsule. No more powdered hands and constant mixing with water. Get extra strength, faster recovery, and easier digestion with TNT Evolution's creatine monohydrate. You can find them on Amazon, Walmart, and TikTok Shop. Because once you get those couple of good people around you, you understand how special and how rarely they come. So once you get somebody that's not them in your circle, you don't want to spend time with them because they don't provide you any value. A friendship shouldn't have to be transactional in the way that I just put it, but you need to be able to get something out of your friendship, whether it be, you know, like support from them or maybe just a good person to be around, right? It's not like transactional, like you do this for me, I do this for you, but you'll know when a really good person comes into your life. You'll just know. It'll happen naturally. You'll understand naturally that they're a good person. You'll get a good vibe off of them, etc. Whatever. You guys understand it. You guys know what you want. And you might not understand. This is something that I used to struggle with a lot. You might not understand the path that you need to take in order to get there. But once you start working a little bit towards it, and once you start thinking that this is something that you want, the steps become clearer. Imagine walking into a tunnel and you can't see the end. Everything is foggy. You're going to take your front foot and step it forward. There's no going back, right? We're going to pretend you can't go back. You're going to take your first foot forward and just march forward. And step by step, you're going to get a little bit closer. And eventually, I promise you, a time will come where the fog will clear a little bit. I'm not saying it's going to disappear, but your solution and the path that you need to take in order to get to where you want to go is going to become more clear. I guarantee you guys, and I've experienced this firsthand. Once you start to focus on the things that you actually want in your life, it becomes more clear because it's more of a priority for you. You're going to start seeing things that you didn't see before, and you're going to think to yourself, how did I miss that? That was so obvious. But it wasn't obvious. It only becomes obvious when you take the time to actually embody and become the person that you want to become. That's the hardest part, guys. The journey feels amazing. And the hard and the ugly that you need to go through is beautiful if you can make it beautiful. If you're going to sit there and complain about every bad thing that happens to you, chances are you're not going to make it too far. You need to be resilient. You can't let the failure stop you. And I'm not here to give you guys a motivational talk, but I'm telling you that if you have a goal, you start acting in the way once you start to commit to it more. You know, you hear so many stories about people that are, you know, born very low-income families and they're broke and all these people who've had horrible stories, but they become so successful. And how do they do this? Because they take everything they have and put their mind to something that they know they'll get. Somebody that's born very broke and makes a lot of money in the future knew he had that struggle growing up and he knew he needed to change it. So once he started thinking to himself, okay, how can I make money? He started to find more ways, even the smallest things. I was listening to a podcast today and the guy was talking about how his son kind of manifested his computer in a way. And manifest is a kind of slimy subject. I'm not too big of a manifestation guy. I know there are some people, but manifestation in a different way. For me, I mean kind of in the sense of law of attraction, being able to attract the thing rather than like just say it out loud and it appears, if that makes sense. So in this podcast, the guy was talking about and I think it was called Master Your Mind, something like that. He was saying how his son wanted this computer, and his dad was like, okay, well, you're going to have to find a way to get it. So once he knew he was in this position that he needs to find a way on his own, he started selling things at his school, right? He made a couple $100. He needed $400 for a used MacBook at the time. So he, you know, bought these sodas, bought these candy bars, and resold them at a school. And in a couple months, he made $200. Then the principal told him he can't sell those snacks because he's, like, interfering with the business of the vending machines. And then the son explained to him, you know, I really wanted a MacBook, you know, this and that. And eventually, obviously, there's a more in-depth story to this, but the principal ended up getting a MacBook for him. And I know you guys might think that this isn't like outlier situation because the principal got him the MacBook, but he knew he needed money, so he put himself in the position to make that money. He went to the store, he resold to his classmates, and even the smallest things like that, you know, and you find ways around the things that everybody thinks are so hard. Similarly, I was learning Facebook ads not too long ago, and I used to have, you know, all these problems. But then once I started to take it more seriously, these problems became more solvable, and I started to understand things more in depth, and I even had some aha moments. And I was like, oh my God, how is I so stupid not to see that, right? The further along the journey you go, the easier things get, in a sense that you're able to, you have proof that you're able to do stuff, so you use your antecedent knowledge and the things that you learned before this experience to help you in this present moment, right? With the Facebook ads, I had experience before, so I learned those things in the past and used them in the present moment to get me to where I want to go. And it's the same way with symmetry. You need to use what you have and be able to line up your life with what your desires are by acting on them. You're never going to get the thing you want by just saying you want it, right? You can't sit on your couch and say, I want a cookie, and a cookie's going to appear. You got to go and get it, right? I know it's not the best example because we're using a cookie, but on a very small level, it's not just going to appear. You got to get it. And another example of this is, as funny as this is going to sound, but I heard a quote, I'm paraphrasing here, but somebody said the best salesman is a cocaine addict who needs a hit, right? They'll do everything. They'll do anything. They'll find their way to get just one hit of this drug that they're addicted to. They'll find a way, right? They don't care what they have to do, but, you know, they sell stuff. They might commit acts that aren't, they find a way. That's what I'm trying to say here is I'm not saying please don't do cocaine. Don't do any drugs, guys, but take a lesson from it, right? You could learn something from every single person. And I even talk a lot about like don't, you know, you can use the people you don't look up to in order to gauge where you don't want to end up as. Or end up like. So similarly, you don't want to end up like a coke addict, but understand that okay, they're able to get whatever they want. They're able to find a way around this thing that they need. And you have to be the same way. You need to put yourself in a position to where, okay, this thing is so important to you that you need it. You need to be obsessed with it, obsessed with this topic. And I just want to close off by saying asymmetry is a thing that we all experience. A lot of our lives are all asymmetrical. I'm not saying my life is perfect either. But you need to be able to grasp the fact that you're doing this thing maybe not correctly and change it. The path becomes clearer once you commit. You can't solve your problems right now because you're not committing to them. You're not committing to finding the solutions. Rather, you're committed to procrastinating and not starting that thing because of the problems that you can't do. Right? It's kind of reverse like engineering it. You think that you don't want to do this because you don't know the solutions, but the reality is if you started it, you would understand the solutions. Even Alex Hormozi talks about the fact that the best business experience is real life, right? He said you can read every single sales book in the world, but making 100 cold calls is going to be so much more important and so much better of a character build for you. Similarly, with asymmetry, you need to be able to push past this thing. You need to be able to align your life with what you want and what you want to get. And the way you do this is understanding the current circumstances that you're in and how you're going to be able to get that thing and get your goal, get your result, etc. Because everybody has an idea of what they want, but nobody makes it clear. And once they make that idea clear for the small percentage of people that do, not many people look at their current circumstance and change it. They just say to themselves, I want a car, I want a Ferrari, but how am I going to get it? You know, I only make $40,000 a year. You're not going to get it. All right. Like, it's not possible for you to get this thing, even if you saved it, saved money, because everything's going to remain the same. If your spending and buying habits are really bad, what's going to change? You need to change your habits. You need to change yourself before the results start coming in. And that's asymmetry. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Hope you took something out of this episode. I hope you're able to understand asymmetry on a little bit of a deeper level. Or if this is your first time, hopefully you understand it at the basic level. Thank you so much. And I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day. Thank you.